Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. God bless you. How many of you are out there are holding to your faith? This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. My faith is in the Lord. I don't know about anybody else, but I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are excited that you have joined Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. Eastern Time until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you good gospel music, sharing with you inspiration, sharing with you the Word of God, sharing with you the ministry that God has placed within our brothers and sisters. Certainly, we are here to do it better together. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We want you to also reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we are on Tumblr. If you access us through Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr, you can have direct access to each and every one of our shows. All of our shows are archived, and so you can listen anytime, day or night. You can listen to today's show in its entirety immediately following the show at the 2 p.m. hour. Well, if you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where our zip code is 11550. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. We will be delighted to hear from you, you and you. And what we would like to do right now is just take the time out to shout out all of our listeners, wherever you may be, north, south, east, or west. Shout out to our New York listeners, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for our listeners in Canada. Thank God for our listeners in the West Indies, in Brazil, in Bolivia, in Suriname, in Spain, Portugal, France, the United Kingdom, Norway, China, India, Australia, the Congo, Namibia, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya. Thank God for you, you and you, all of those that I called, all those that I know to call, all those that I didn't call. You are somebody special in God's sight. You are somebody special to Global Gospel. Perhaps this is your first time tuning in to Global Gospel. We want to share with you our theme scripture. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4 and verse 3. And what does 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 tell us that, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If the gospel is hid, it is only hid to those that are lost. And that is why we are here today to share with you the gospel, the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. It's for the rich, to the poor, the black, the white, to those that are bond, to those that are free. The gospel is here for you, you, and you. It is here to save you. It is here to deliver you, to set you free, to encourage you, to pick you up, to lift you up, to help you through the day, the seconds, the minutes, and the hours. The gospel is here to help you through life and tell you about Jesus Christ, that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So it is our prayer today that each and every one of you receive the gospel, that you apply the gospel to your life, and that you live thereby. We do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in a few minutes after this next election. And this next election simply says, my heart depends on you. Shay Norman, stay tuned and be blessed.
Trusting in someone who's made of flesh and blood is such a frightful situation. Continual emotional intensive care is from too high expectation. So like a flower depends on rainfall, and like true lovers depend on phone calls, like a song needs a tune.
Depends on you.
pride needs a groom, like the tide needs the moon.
Global Gospel is back, and our special guest is here in studio. God bless you. Good afternoon, special guest. How are you?
Rev, how you doing, sir?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good, good, good.
Amen. So those that didn't perhaps catch that voice, how about you tell our listeners who you are?
My name is Devin Diggs. I am a songwriter, musician, producer. I am based out of Queens, New York, and I'm just grateful for this opportunity just to be featured on your show and come and join and talk to you.
And we are glad to have you here today, that we are glad that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule just to share it with Global Gospel and our listeners around the world. My heart depends on you. How about you tell us a little bit what that song means to you?
To me, honestly, Shay Norman, God rest his soul, he went on to be with the Lord, but he was a great songwriter. As you can, as we just listened to the song, My Heart Depends on You, and it's just honestly simple as that. My heart definitely depends on you. Everything that we do is centered around Jesus Christ, and we can't do anything without him. And I believe that in this song, that he just painted that picture, kind of like compare and contrast, you know, cause and effect. And it was just like, to me, honestly, a songwriter's outline of how we need to relay the message.
Wow, that's awesome. And for our listeners, Devin Diggs is our special guest today. And we want you to jot down this number, 619-924-0800. We will open the lines for you to talk a little bit later. But our topic today, holding on to faith. And Devin Diggs is going to share with us about that in a few minutes. But you obviously have a love for music and songwriting. Where did that come from?
Actually, my first introduction to music started at home. My father was the bass player at our local church. My mom, she was in the choir, and my grandfather, he was a pastor. So I got to, you know, see all aspects of the church. But basically, music kind of caught my interest at first. So I would say it started at home.
Hey, man, that's a blessing. As with many people, you almost don't have a choice due to
absolutely
your home. It's like a house rule that you have to go to church in some instances, and that you don't always want to do it, but you have to. And so it is a great thing that you obviously continued with this love, because so many people that see the inside of ministry kind of run away from the church as years go on, and as they no longer have to abide by house rules.
Right.
So, would you agree?
Yes, definitely. 100%. 100%. But honestly, I would say on my end, I got to see some integral people. And that's definitely a blessing, just speaking to some others. You know, sometimes it's not always like that. But, you know, it's definitely a blessing for me to just, you know, see the hard work and the dedication and just them pretty much giving their lives to the church and the things of God.
Awesome. So so let's talk a little bit. So you grew up in the church, and time progressed, and you had to pick, obviously, a path to take for life for the secular world. And so what was your choice of career?
Well, right now, as of January 2021, I would be serving New York City as a police officer for about 10 years. So I am a police officer.
Oh, that's an awesome accomplishment. Now, did you did you encounter any resistance because of your Christian upbringing, as choosing that career path?
Honestly, there was something that I didn't really plan on doing, to be perfectly honest with you. One day, I came home from school, and I was about 20, 21 years old, and my mom, she came home, and she, you know, slammed this application on the table, and it was for a school safety agent officer working security in the school, and I did that. I went to the interview. I did that for about 3 years, and from there, I just decided that, you know, I would like to be able to, you know, kind of advance within the police department, and I decided to become an officer. So, for the most part, the people that I was around was really supportive of my decision to, you know, kind of go on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't say I had too many negative comments or, you know, resistance. It was pretty encouraging, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. So, that's another story for another day. But so,
right.
Yeah. So, as you going through this journey in life, we know that our topic today is holding on to faith, and certainly you have, obviously, we all have our challenges in life. But this phrase means a lot right now, and it's very personal to you. And so how about you tell us how we arrived at holding on to faith?
Okay. Well, like I stated before, I grew up in church and, you know, I gave my life to God about 12, 13 years old. And honestly, like you stated before, that sometimes we are going to church and sometimes we don't have a choice. But fast forward, I had a daughter. My daughter at the time, she was 2 years old, and she was diagnosed with cancer. Long story short, she, her mom had noticed that her eyesight wasn't really too correct. And I was, you know, as a father, I'm like, yeah, she'll be all right. She just probably needs some glasses. But, you know, she came to me, you know, time and time again. I'm set. And then at the end, I was like, all right, you know, we'll just go to the, you know, the eye doctor. And we scheduled an appointment. And once she did the appointment, they found that she had some pressure built up behind her eyes and automatically sent us to the ER. So now I'm kind of worried. I'm like, wow, okay. It was really something wrong. Again, long story short, she was diagnosed with cancer. What was causing the actual pressure in her eyes was her veins was wrapped around a tumor onto her left kidney. So we spent about, you know, 6 months going through that. And but I definitely want to say through that time, it was really rough. Being a man of faith, I felt faithless. You know, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. It was definitely a rough time. I experienced my daughter losing her hair. And, you know, we at the time, we were staying in the Ronald McDonald homes and, you know, for a long period of time. And my son, he wasn't even 1 year old. He was being breastfed, so he wasn't able to be in the room with her at the same time. So it was a time of turmoil, man, for me, honestly. And, you know, through the whole time, I took off of work, and I was with her every step of the way. But, you know, at that time, you definitely, I would say I got closer to God, and I began to know God and build a relationship for myself, and not just off the experiences of my parents or anyone else. So,
and how, yeah. Because we are in a season and a time where so many people, they feel faithless, they feel hopeless, and not to give take away from your personal experience or testimony, but you know, it just seems like everywhere we turn that there's something going on around us, you know, health issues, whatever it may be. And so how are you able to just not, you know, Job's wife suggested that he curse God and die.
Curse God. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you, how are you able to not get to that point?
Honestly, like you said, you will be tested. And sometimes if you allow your mind to go there, you would say, you know what, this is not even worth it. But in actuality, that's the only thing you can do. At that time, I was praying, and the people surrounded me was just feeding faith scriptures. So I would just say, you know, that the word, they weren't just words at that point. Like, I was actually believing what I read, you know, and those words came to life to me, and I just believed. And sometimes in church, you know, we throw the word faith around, and sometimes we kind of make it spooky. But it's honestly, and my definition is just putting your complete trust, just complete trust. I don't know how it's going to work out. In my instance, I didn't know really the severity of what the doctors were really saying. They threw a lot of medical terms around, and I didn't know what life would be after, you know, the diagnosis. But I just honestly put my complete trust in God. And, you know, it was the bout with cancer for my child. It might be COVID for someone else. It may be depression for someone else. It may be, you know, anxiety for another person. But my advice to you is just like to dig into those scriptures and then just surround people who are of the same mindset as you.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you obviously have a testimony as a parent and of your daughter. And so at some point you decided that you would share this in a different way. And how did you share your testimony? Or how are you sharing your testimony?
Well, while I was going through, I felt as if God was giving me these words. And it was just like me just honestly writing back to God, like, stating that I'm going to hold on to faith no matter what others say. No, it may not look good. Things aren't going as they should, but I'll just keep holding. And those words just, I remember typing that in my phone into the notes. And, you know, over time, you know, I just started to build on those words and my experiences. And I had an awesome opportunity to work with a gentleman named Tim Walker and Sometimes Studio. And another good friend of mine, Joel Lester, you know, I pitched him the idea of, you know, the song. And together we, you know, we kind of got where we are now. But I'm definitely grateful for them and their willingness just to help me. But that's where the song came from.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to let you hear just a sample of Holding On to Faith, Devin Diggs and Friends. And we're going to let you hear a portion of it because we need you to support this ministry. And so if you want to hear the rest, we'll tell you after you hear a little bit how we can how you can get this and listen to it all the time. So we'll be back, Holding On to Faith, Devin Diggs. Stay tuned.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. By it the elders obtained a good report, achieved the impossible because they believed. They believed. So
Townsend, and our special guest today, Devin Diggs, the writer of Holding On to Faith. And we let you hear just a little bit, because we want you to support the ministry. And so, Devin, tell us how our listeners can support the ministry.
Yes, sir. You can go to any streaming platform wherever you buy your music digitally. And it should be there under Holding On to Faith by Devin and Friends.
Awesome. And so you shouted out a few of the people in the project. Did you call the musicians? Did we forget anybody? Or is there somebody else you wanted to add?
I didn't call the musicians.
Oh, okay.
But if you want me to, I can, because I'm definitely grateful for all those guys. So I'll attempt to do it. So piano is going to be Jeff Hewitt. On bass guitar is going to be Tristan Andrews. On drums is Tim Walker. The lead vocalist is Joe Lester. On strings is going to be Tyrese Rolfe. And on guitars, it's Sydney Antoine.
Awesome.
That was the crew that we went with, and they did a phenomenal job, and I couldn't really thank them enough.
Now, is this the first time that...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I missed one person, and I would definitely, be remiss if I left Jeremy Belton out on the organ. That's my guy right there, and I definitely appreciate him as well.
Awesome. We do want to thank God for those ministry gifts that helped you share in this song of worship and praise and encouragement to others, letting them know to hold on to faith. And as we posted the scripture, James 1:3, knowing this, it's a trying of your faith, worketh patience. And we know that does go on into there is something a little before that verse and after that verse, but our faith is going to be tried, and it's no way around it. If we try to get around it, it's not going to happen. They that live godly will suffer persecution, and we know that the Bible lets us know that God will never leave us or forsake us. And so we just have to hold on to our faith. And that, and one important thing that you said was how this became personal for you. And you can never stress enough the importance of having a personal relationship with Christ. And I do have a caller, and I'm going to take that call. We do want you to call in 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. So please call in and give Devin Diggs a shout out. I'm going to come back to that question if I have time. But please call us, give us a shout out. Caller, are you there? God bless you. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Marlon Townsend calling in to shout out my two brothers, actually. One being Kevin, one being Lamar. Not much, man. I just want to congratulate you on your endeavors, and thank you for your service, of course. And it's my prayer that your daughter's her spiritual vision is as strong, if not stronger, than her recovery. And everything happens for a reason. But I just want to send those blessings your way, and once again, thank you for your service.
Marlon, I definitely appreciate that, man. Phenomenal musician. Phenomenal musician. And honestly, I must say that sometimes you really don't really get to meet and come in contact with genuine people. And he's one of those genuine people. And I want to say thank you for your service also.
My pleasure. And thank you. And just so everybody knows, Devin was one of my first piano teachers.
Yeah, right.
All right, love you, bro. Be good, man.
Yeah, love you back, man. All right.
Peace.
Hey, man, you can still call us in studio while we are live. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Please give us a call, and we would be happy to hear from you. Would you like to shout out anybody from your family or friends or church today?
Definitely, I want to shout out my good friend Camille Punch, if she's listening. I want to shout out my sister Denise Diggs, my mom Rosalind, and my pop Kelvin, and my brother Marcus, if you guys are listening. And, of course, I couldn't do this without shouting out my two little ones that I love so dearly, Aaron Diggs and my son, Aiden Diggs.
Amen. Well, thank you for all of those, giving all those people their shout-outs and accolades. And as I was saying before, the importance of having a personal relationship with Christ. What would you tell our listeners about that importance?
Importance of having a relationship with Christ is honestly essential, because no man, we can't do this on our own. And you see what everything that's going on, we can't, rely on our own works. Honestly, this is, God that just protects us as we go to and fro. I don't care what you do, God, it has to be the center of your life.
Awesome. Yes, God does have to be the center of your life. And as said before, and this selection actually started out with scripture, Hebrews, I believe.
Hebrews 11.
Hebrews 11.
Actually,
and
that's like, yeah, like the Hall of Fame for faith.
That's right. That's the Faith Hall of Fame for all of you Bible readers and scholars. And so were you reading this and the song dropped into your head, or did this just how did this come about, besides all that was going on in your life?
Honestly, that portion, I would say probably like the last part of the song that, I was just sitting at the keyboard, and, as a songwriter, I felt like I needed another verse. And, I said, okay, we were talking about faith, so why not go to, to the Bible? And with all of my songs, I love to incorporate scripture in the Bible. Just a big fan of Donald Lawrence, Kirk Carr, and those guys. A lot of times what we're hearing is actual scripture, and sometimes if you don't read the Bible, that may be all the Bible that you can get is a song. Maybe you'll be more apt to listen to the song than to actually read the Bible. So I try to make it a big to-do in my writing to try to incorporate scripture, and also name Jesus Christ, because a lot of gospel writers, they're not doing that, you know, unfortunately.
Right. Right, and that's true, and that is a that is really a whole nother conversation. That is a technicality about what gospel music is, because we know that he refers to Jesus Christ, his birth, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and you know, there's different genres out there, because there's contemporary Christian, there's gospel rap, there's worship and praise, there's inspirational. Help me out.
It's a lot of Christian rock, and, you know.
Christian rock, right?
It's a lot, that, right?
And some of it, and sometimes we just get caught up in a name of labeling something, and that isn't necessarily what it is. And we've gotten away from some of that. Let me ask you a question, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and wrap this up. This song is has a little beat to it. It is not necessarily a hymn of the church, but it's effective.
Right, right.
And it tells us the word of God. It's strictly Bible based. And so, how do you feel about music as a musician? Music, hymns, and perhaps what you grew up on and what you hear today. What place does what you grew up on have in your life today? A loaded question.
Well, very. So I'm going to try to answer it the best way that I can. I grew up in a traditional Pentecostal church. And what I heard back then is very different from what we're hearing now. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of what's going on now, but I feel that with the hymns and some of those devotional songs, that there is so much lyrical content as opposed to today, where it's, you know, a lot of O's and I's and, you know, a lot of fluff, honestly, in my opinion. When you're actually going through, I feel like you can rely on those hymns and some of those older songs more than some of the songs today. No knock to, you know, the music that we're listening to today. Not all of them are like that, but, you know, for the most part, what's honestly being played on the radio, I feel like, you know, some of the lyrical content is not really there, in my opinion. Very different. So within my writing, I try to be as lyrically strong as I can, as well as trying to, you know, I don't want to be so deep that, you know, I'm missing people's ears. So I want to still catch their attention. But, you know, I try to incorporate the two.
Well said. Once again, we're going to give you our listeners one more chance to call in, and we're going to take a break. 619-924-0800. And just to piggyback off what you said, traditional Pentecostal background, for those that have never had that experience, what we would like you to know is that there are voices sometimes in the back of your head that or the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost that bring conviction sometimes to some of the things that we hear or see or say or read, and you're like, this is really not the way I grew up, or maybe I need to, you know, what's that?
I'm just agreeing with you saying at all. That's not the way I grew up in, and that's not what I'm used to hearing, you know.
Right, so we it'll make you reevaluate some things in your life, and I was having a conversation with my brother the other day, and talking about something, and I said, well, you know, he's like, well, yeah, they made up a lot of words and songs back then, so songs came out of anything,
true.
But it helped us be who we are today. So we're going to take a break. I have the faith that can conquer anything. 619-924-0800. 424-0800. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
I have the faith that sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem. Faith to know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer anything. Faith to reach the unreachable.
Brother Diggs, you have that faith, right?
I do.
Amen. Okay, we are coming down to the close of our hour, and an hour goes by really fast. And so we want you to know that we do appreciate you sharing with Global Gospel on today, your music ministry, your testimony of faith, and how faith is real to you and your personal walk with God, and certainly as you make your contribution to society and to your family. So at this time, we are going to let you give your closing remarks for today, and if maybe there's somebody else that you didn't shout out or want to shout out, and you worked with some artists before, can you tell us a few of your artists that you've worked with before, maybe?
I worked with two artists, basically Aisha Williams and Michelle Monique. Each of them I did a single with, and I wrote for both of them also. And right now I just decided to kind of step out and just write for myself as an artist, after trying to get many placements for mainstream artists. I just said, I'm just gonna put my foot out there and do what I can. So with that, I would also like to encourage all the creators, no matter if it's songwriting or if it's art pieces, if it's plays or anything like that, to, don't just wait on anyone else just to pretty much put it out there. Because if God has placed this gift and this talent in you, it's not just for you. So,
awesome. And we didn't do this. Perhaps you are out there and you are a singer, or you have a group or choir, and you need the assistance of Devin Diggs. How can they reach out to you?
Sure, you could reach me. I am on Facebook. My name, Devin Diggs, D-E-V-I-N-D-I-G-G-S, or my username on Instagram is iDiggy. It's iDiggy21. And that's the Instagram account. And if you, you know, contact me with any platform, I'll, you know, do my best to get back to you.
Awesome. So once again, we thank you for sharing with us today. And we pray God's blessings on your life and your ministry and your family as well. You can give us your, would you like to close us in prayer, or would you want me to do that, or?
Yeah, you can pray us out. You're reverend.
All right. So your closing remarks for the day.
I would just encourage people to just share their light wherever they are. We are on a mission as heirs of Jesus Christ, just to, you know, share the light and be the light. Keep the faith.
Amen. Once again, we thank you, Devin Diggs, for sharing with Global Gospel. Today's topic is the topic also of his single, Holding On to Faith. And we encourage everyone today, if you are a believer, to hold on to your faith. If you are an unbeliever, we want you to grab onto faith for the first time and trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because certainly God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's our Savior. He's our soon coming King. And certainly we know trials and tribulations come to people of all different ages. And this young man had to deal with his young daughter at a very young age battling cancer. But God is greater than cancer. He's greater than corona. Whatever the situation is, God is greater than that. And we need to know and that we have to trust and believe God for all things, because in him there is no failure. God is a sovereign God. And somebody may ask the question, why me? Well, and then somebody else asks the question again, why not me? But certainly hold on to faith. Get this single on all platforms that you can access our music, and support our friend and brother Devin Diggs. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal God, our Father, we thank you, God, today for your loving kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercy. We ask you to bless each and everyone as they listen today, wherever they may be, God. Lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage, bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy, God. God, we ask now that you increase our faith, because we know that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And so, God, we ask you to give us patience for the journey. Give us a will, give us a mind to serve you. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. We believe today that healing is the children's bread. We believe that there is a balm in Gilead. We believe that by your stripes we are healed. God, we thank you for Devin Diggs. We pray your blessings on his life, on his ministry, on his music. We pray that it goes farther than he ever expected, God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above we all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And God, if we fail to ask anything on today, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Devin, for sharing with us today. Once again, you've been listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And if you perhaps missed the first part or any part, we want you to know that all our shows are archived. You can listen in immediately at the 2 p.m. hour to this show, Holding On to Faith. We are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We're going to take you back a little bit. I'm just holding on, and I won't let go my faith. God bless you. Until next week,